From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Egypt has asked Cyprus to extradite the Egyptian man who hijacked an Egypt airplane. The request came hours after a Cyprus court Wednesday ordered 8-day detention for 59-year-old Saif Eddine Mustafa. He faces charges including hijacking, illegal possession of explosives, kidnapping, and threats to commit violence. Andreas Angelidis is a police spokesman.
The suspect presented today before the court. Okay, he will stay in custody for 8 days, and the case is under investigation. So in this framework, we're going to take statements, we continue the inquiries in order to finish as soon as possible the whole case.
Authorities say Mustafa has admitted to hijacking a domestic Egypt air flight on Tuesday, diverting it to Cyprus by threatening to blow it up with a fake explosives belt. All 55 passengers aboard that jet were able to escape unharmed. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon Wednesday called for greater global efforts to tackle the Syrian refugee crisis. His comments come as he opened a conference on securing resettlement places for nearly 500,000 of those displaced by the five-year conflict.
We are facing the biggest refugee and displacement crisis of our time. The world must rise to the challenge. Providing hope means providing pathways to a better future.
Meanwhile, in Syria, security forces are clearing mines and disarming other explosives left by the Islamic State group in Palmyra. This Syrian soldier says several roads have been set up to cause great damage to those towns and residents. This is VOA News. The European Court of Human Rights says British authorities were right not to prosecute police officers over the killing of a Brazilian man shot on the London Underground after being mistaken for a suicide bomber. The court ruled Wednesday that authorities had held a thorough inquiry into the shooting and concluded that there was insufficient evidence against any individual officer to prosecute. Police shot the 27-year-old electrician on July 22nd in 2005 as they hunted attackers behind failed bomb attacks on the subway a day before. The head of the UN-brokered Libyan unity government has arrived in the capital by sea with six deputies and set up a temporary seat of power in a naval base despite threats from rival factions. A militia commander says the head of the government, Fayez Sarraj, sailed in from neighboring Tunisia on Wednesday. A post on the unity government's website confirmed the arrival. Those officials were prevented from flying into Tripoli by a rival government based in the capital. That's French President François Hollande announcing Wednesday that he was abandoning his plan for constitutional reforms after the November 13th attacks on Paris. Those reforms included a measure to strip convicted terrorists of their nationality. Tin Jaw, a trusted friend of Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, has taken over as Myanmar's president Wednesday after decades of military rule. The day was full of ceremony and symbolism as Tin Jaw was sworn in along with his two vice presidents and an 18-member cabinet. He spoke after the swearing-in ceremony. In his comments, he says the new government will implement our democratic constitution and the constitution will promote national reconciliation and internal peace. A Bangladesh court Wednesday issued an arrest warrant for the main opposition leader, Khalida Zia, for her role in a deadly firebombing protest campaign against the government last year, according to a prosecutor. The prosecutor, Shah Alam Talakdar, a judge in the Dhaka Metropolitan Sessions Court, issued the warrant against Zia after accepting a police charges against her over the campaign last January. President Barack Obama Wednesday commuted the sentences of 61 individuals charged mostly with cocaine-related offenses as he again pressed a case for drug sentencing reforms. The White House announced that Mr. Obama had commuted sentences that range from life imprisonment to lesser jail terms for possession and conspiracy to distribute drugs like crack or cocaine. President Obama commuted similar sentences in December. More at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.